You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Basis Speculation, the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today, boys, it's a base reaction because I want to ask, what did we all think of Deadpool and Wolverine? Before we go into anything else, I just want to, like, from now on, spoilers.
Spoilers.
So if you haven't seen it and you really want to go see it, go and see it. Mm-hmm. And now before we go on and maybe give our opinions on this wonderful film, let's go around the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And can we say a positive thing, like a very nice thing about the film that you observed?
Okay.
So I want it to be like not a compliment sandwich because that's thin, like a like a Reuben.
Yeah, okay. Compliment Reuben.
Compliment Reuben.
Okay.
Because I think I know where this is going to go.
Yeah, and, all right. Okay.
Like a chunky middle.
Yeah. That's a lot of beef. It's a lot of beef. Okay. A positive thing.
Yeah, positive.
I'll start with one positive thing.
Okay.
It's made 700. It's made $438 million in opening weekend.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what word of mouth is at the moment. I'm guessing very strongly positive.
Sure is, buddy. I've been on Reddit, and let me tell you, loving it.
It's got a 3.8 average at time of recording on Letterboxd. That's out of 5.
Yeah.
And on IMDb, I think it's in the 8s.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think that Billy...
Oh, it's coming.
I think either that zoo trip.
Either way, we're going to the zoo, and
me and Deuce are going to have our pockets turned out and moths flying out. Yeah.
The smuggest boy. This one. Okay, so that's something that has happened to Deb. That's not really you
that's
observed.
Not a,
okay.
That's just
you
that's
personally.
Just to set the, okay. to yeah, set the yeah, yeah. you know, why am I, I'm going to put that down. I'm waving a coaster around.
Hey, it's making no sound. It's fine. You can wave that coaster as much as you want, buddy.
You're crazy.
You're
right,
crazy.
Dude.
It's not a little clicky pen.
No.
That we have to confiscate off Jackson.
No, which
it's
is
fine.
Dangerously close to Jackson
so-
Carver.
Oh, yeah, I wish you hadn't.
And it goes out long.
It's no, a pacer. That ski's going
to
really.
So, yeah, make sure you head to YouTube.
You broke the page.
Make sure you head to YouTube to watch all of this prop comedy in action.
I broke one of Adam's
also,
famous paces.
We have props today.
Yeah.
We've got a collection of Deadpool comics to prove that we are, in fact, Deadpool heads.
Exactly. Mm. What's one positive thing you liked about the movie? Yeah. I see you're stalling.
Yeah.
I'm stalling because, hey, maybe my positive thing's a bit of a faux pas.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But there was one moment in the film that really got me on my feet.
Uh-huh.
I was hooting and hollering, and that's when, spoilers, Blade said a slur.
Yeah, that was a real shock. That was a real, what the hell? Yeah, that was a crazy scene.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. A positive for me is the actors all looked like they were having fun.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
And if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life.
You know, you compare this to, say, The Lord of the Rings, where everyone had such a great time, they all got matching tattoos, to then, like, to the first Suicide Squad, where they seemed like corporate was, like, having a good time and you get a tattoo. You can kind of see the difference.
Yeah.
And this time around, it looked like everyone had a good time working with each other. They seemed like they were all friends.
And you can extra tell that they're having a good time because just a reminder that this was filmed during the writers' strike. So they didn't really have a script for some parts. Yeah. And you can see the actors just having a good
time.
Because they don't have to remember the lines.
Exactly.
So they can just hang out.
They're
having a good time. And there's
so many guys.
Okay,
positive. Positive.
It looked like Sean Levy directed it.
Yeah, that's not positive. You're bad at doing positive.
Really, get it. This is not a backhanded compliment.
No, I know. I'm trying. That's why I'm really trying.
A genuine thing you enjoyed.
Deadpool's makeup for his burnt face looked pretty good.
Okay.
I thought it looked right. And his outfit, his costume, I thought it looked good.
Yeah.
It was often I find Marvel sort of costumes sort of do this weird tactical, like kind of it's this weird muted whatever. But Deadpool's costume, I think, was pretty solid.
Yeah. There was also points where the costume looked like an actual costume, which sounds insane, and I understand that, but in the era of, like, every suit being nanobots, like, in-universe, obviously in real life, it's CGI. But there's points, especially in, like, the opening and stuff, you can very clearly see, like, folds and stuff. Like, he's wearing that fucking suit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And I think...
And it's also, like, the first time in a Deadpool movie where you can see... And again, like, this isn't, like, a backhanded compliment. It's, like, it's legitimately cool that they just, like, left this in.
Yeah.
You can see where the mask, like, sits on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, no, that is, like, two pieces. You're in it.
Absolutely.
We're doing this.
Yeah, I agree.
You're acting in the suit.
And to even
Ryan
further
Reynolds
that,
is Deadpool.
Yeah.
To even further that, even though we'll get to the beef later, but in the Deadpool v. Deadpool fight, I would say the same for pretty much all the other Deadpool's costumes, too. The World War II gas mask Deadpool, like, that looked like a practical outfit. Cowboy Deadpool, same thing. Yeah. Obviously, head Deadpool, no. But every other Deadpool, I'd say the costumes look pretty real.
Speaking of the costumes, I would say that from the neck down, Wolverine's costume was pretty good.
I would agree.
When they went and did a bunch of the cameo Wolverines, by and large, a good amount were good.
Yeah. I'd agree.
And they were pretty decent. One that looks bad, but I think was intentionally made to look bad because it's making fun of you, the audience. Because if you want the thing in the books that you love, which you don't actually love, we've been through this a million times. Anyone who's like, oh, this is so good, it's a love letter of the comics. You haven't fucking read those comics. And if you have fucking read those comics, you know that they suck shit. Most of these are dog shit. Some of it's good. If I remember correct, so in front of me is Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, Deadpool Kill Illustrated, and Deadpool Kills Deadpool.
Things that
I would say that this was sort of referenced. Like, this run of is probably the movie references a little bit.
Yeah.
Deadpool Kills Deadpool, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's in the movie.
Sure is.
Deadpool but Kill Illustrated.
Most of this
stuff, it's dog shit.
Yeah.
like comic books. They're suck shit.
Yeah, dude.
People keep coming for me being like, and I don't know why, because I loved this movie.
Yeah.
Coming for me being like, if you're a real comic book fan, or if you actually like the MCU, you'd understand that you're actually just a people are claiming that I'm a shill for big movies.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm on the Disney payroll.
I get paid
to read comic books.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm the most qualified person to come out here and tell you that this movie is a load of shit. I loved it, and it's great.
But we're positive still. So by and large, Wolverine, the main Wolverine, I guess, the costume from neck down, I thought was pretty good. And I would even go, Gambit's costume, I thought was pretty good. I quite like Channing Tatum's Deadpool. Gambit.
Sure.
I quite like Channing Tatum's Gambit.
I thought
it was nice.
Honestly,
I think it was good. I quite liked him.
Yeah.
Did you like Juggernaut's X3 suit, but on a new guy?
Where did that? You ever seen that meme of the dog that went to Vietnam? That was Zammit.
No.
But that's we're in the positive. We're in the positive.
Cassandra Nova. Yeah. I really think that she
did a really good
the actor did a very good performance of Cassandra Nova, and they were very, very good at doing that. And I think Cassandra Nova was really well portrayed in how they were and what they did. I thought they did a good performance.
Yep.
If possible, I would love to see more of Cassandra in the future, if that's happening.
I liked that Cassandra's base was a dead Ant-Man.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty creative. Well, I did see that from the trailer, but I liked finding out in the movie that it was his whole body.
Yep.
I was like, that was a really creative choice to make as a base. That feels like you're are really having fun with the setting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe the only time they had fun with the setting.
I liked that there was no emotional stakes in this film. It's good to just hang out with a movie. It's just the guys, two guys that can't die, just hanging out, telling each other to suck their dicks or whatever. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Bad start. Bad start.
No, I want to have, there's like, with this sentence, there's some caveats, but by and large,
like that he didn't get weighed down in the emotional backstory of his character, but instead was just a guy who was like, I'm angry, Bob, suck my dick.
By and large, Hugh Jackman's a decent actor. Quite like he's
charming.
He's a charming man. And Hugh Jackman is lovely to look at.
Yes,
his performance as Wolverine, and as it's in most of the X-Men films that he has been Wolverine, he does a good job at it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked the dog breed. The dog pool was
that's probably
one of my favorite dog breeds.
Have you heard about
Chinese crested? Is
that dog?
No, I don't think it's a Chinese crested. I thought it was a Brussels Griffin, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe it is. Yeah,
yeah.
Have you heard about the dog that got cast as Dogpool? It's the ugliest dog in the world, as voted by pieces of shit, I guess.
That's awesome, dude. I remember the old ugliest dog in the world.
It looked terrifying.
Yeah, it was scary. That was a Chinese crested, I think. It was always doing that, you know, the Chihuahua thing with like. It was like mid that action. But it was normal style.
Blind in one eye, which made it just for some reason look like it was possessed by one of those, you know, those like parasites that go into it.
Is that
a frog's eye and just fuck up its day?
Yes. It looked sick. Good. It was a good dog.
I think I liked that. Yeah, I liked that the movie doesn't get too bogged down in setting. Which is good, because you're just there for the cameos and like the story. The story having any stakes at all,
that would be
like a waste of your time, because you just see guys walk through a door. I liked that's reminded me, really good scene when there is a doorway and you watch three cameos walk through the door in a row.
These are becoming less, more and more disingenuous.
One thing I
liked the fact that the movie only has four settings.
This seems disingenuous. I'm getting
a taste of beef food.
I've hit that pastrami.
I don't know. One thing that is like, I don't know if it's can I lean into maybe I just respect this decision?
Okay, that's allowed.
Maybe not respect is the right word.
Okay,
I'll appreciate it, but like I didn't quite like it, but I appreciate that they did this.
Okay,
I can see what they were doing with it. I personally maybe didn't agree with it, but I can see why. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Uh-huh.
Is at the very, very start when it's like old mate DP goes into the TVA and then they're like, oh, is this because of all the time traveling?
He's like,
no, nothing could be further from the truth. I could not care about your time traveling, whatever. That was nice. That felt like a fuck you to us. To people like us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Which pairs well with the fact the movie has no stakes. Speaking of TVA stuff, did you like when Loki says, when Deadpool says, oh my God, it's the villain from season one, episode 5 of Loki?
Did
you like that they put in one of the one of the Wolverine cameos? Wolverine in the brown and yellow suit?
Yeah,
and in that scene, it's meant to be a love letter to the comics, where he's fighting the Hulk,
which is
his first interaction. Mm-hmm. Except that anytime he's fought the Hulk, he hasn't been wearing that costume.
It's a love letter.
It's a love letter to those comics that you guys love. You keep telling me I should read.
I don't know. I think I'm eating beef right now.
I'm getting a bit of,
I'm out of bread.
That's fair.
I got no bread left. If you come to me next, it's going to be negative.
Okay, cool. X-23, it's great that she was back. I like the actor and
Daphne Keene.
Yeah. I think she did a good job.
Might be back for It's open-ended what the fuck is going on Wolverine. Okay, so this movie paints an unclear picture for a this is neither good nor bad. It's just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make it clear what going forward, what characters they'll be using and what they're not. Because Deadpool has an emotional scene where he's like, hey, these guys, they were forgotten, but they're actually the best. And like these, they're from these movies that suck, but actually we should worship them.
They need an end, they deserve a finale, as though Electra was some kind of misjudged masterpiece instead of just a piece of shit.
And they never really got a send off.
So that, and then the character that Deadpool says this to imply, which is the person from the TVA from Loki, whose name I forget.
Yeah.
I'm too busy reading the comics to remember TV guys' names.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
He's like, they need to. Can we do something about our friends? And she's like, we'll look into it.
Yeah, and it's I mean, it means they're back for Secret Wars. I mean, that's a big. Yeah.
But also, it's in the multiverse. So even though maybe these characters aren't there, maybe some a different alternate reality version might be there. It's really when nothing really matters, everything matters.
Blade said there's only one Blade, and then Deadpool looks directly at the camera. Yeah. But I don't know if that was them saying, oh, guy doesn't know. Or if he was saying, we're canceling
Blade. We're fucking it up, dude. Making mistakes.
This is actually awesome.
Okay.
And this is a Wesley Snipes thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is worth noting that his cameo was easily the most surprising in the whole movie for me.
Yeah.
Even though there's a Henry Cavill one.
Yeah.
But the rest, I was like, sure.
Of course,
Because like a month ago, the last time, we covered this in our Blade episode.
Yeah.
The last time that the director quit, Wesley Snipes tweeted, like, these motherfuckers can't even make a Blade movie. Mm-hmm. We made three stupid bitches or something
that. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And it's funny to know that he was, like, he knew.
He was in Deadpool 3.
Deadpool 3, He'd already done it. He's already been filmed.
He wasn't just, like, yucking it. Like, he was Blade in the movie. Like, he was...
He was earnest.
Yeah. It was an earnest performance.
Yeah. Okay, I got two more. I got two more. Okay.
Positives. Bits of bread.
Bits of bread that I'm chewing on. One is the fight between Wolverine and Deadpool in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, again, because people are like, okay, you know, in the comic books, the things that you love and know and read and enjoy. It's great that maybe Deadpool didn't start off as, like, you know, the comedic kind of, you know, merc with the mouth when I think it was Rob Liefeld created it.
Mm. But there's an awesome reference at the end.
Early episodes or issues of, say, New Mutants and, like, the X-Force, where it's like a very... Anyway, the fights between Deadpool and Wolverine, you know, pretty gory, pretty bloody in the films. And it's like, I am in the comics, I'm big epic and kind of stuff. And then it's like, I guess the filmmakers were like, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to have it in a minivan.
Yeah.
As a concept, I liked.
Sure.
What do you mean, cool if that was their first fight?
I agree.
But it's their third?
Yeah. Once again,
Just the fact that they were in a minivan. Contained to the minivan.
I think that's pretty good.
This movie will be awesome to watch in 2-minute GIF form.
Good GIF movie.
Great GIF movie.
I had one. Then I accidentally swallowed a piece of bread without really paying much attention to it. So, like, oh, wait, yeah, there's that thing. So,
can we get to the beef?
And what last, or again,
pastrami?
Last,
I forget what's in a Reuben. Yeah,
pastrami.
Last bit of, I guess, yeah, a bit of, I quite like Madonna's Like a Prayer.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
Great song.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get to the beef,
Best movie ever.
Best movie ever. Best movie ever made.
Yep, 5 stars. I loved every moment of it. It was really, it was a love letter to the...
you can stop listening right now.
You can.
And if you love best movie ever or worst movie ever ratings, please come see Plumbing the Death Star with the Weekly Planet live in the UK.
Exactly.
Tickets are currently on sale. Most of the shows have sold out, so act quick.
Exactly. There's a couple more shows that we're going to be announcing when we lock things in. It's going to be real, real good. I'm not going to be there because my wife is having a child. Soon. I will be back home in Australia. But don't worry.
We'll be there.
These guys will be there. James from the Weekly Planet will be there. And if you do want to see moi and these two knuckleheads, and you're in Melbourne sometime in, I want to say, the month that is next month. Is that August?
It's August.
It's August, hey, baby.
See, I know months.
Yeah.
There'll be information in the show notes below, but basically, Flaming the Death Star is doing a live show at Comedy Republic
Come
in
see
August.
Us. Yeah,
yeah. We don't have the dates in front of us because this was not a scripted either. This is the middle of the episode for us, too.
If you want to talk about Deadpool with us, this is the opportunity. Come see us in Melbourne or the UK.
Yeah.
And you can, this right now, this is your opportunity to stop watching this episode.
If you're a big Deadpool fan, just buy tickets to the show, like us.
Yeah.
Bring your favorite Deadpool comic. We'll sign it after the show.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
But stop listening now, and we'll see you
at
the live show.
Exactly. Yeah. If you loved that film, and you're like, you know what, that's great, and I don't want to hear, like, maybe opinions that maybe didn't quite enjoy it as much as myself.
Didn't hit for,
and
you know.
Again, because again, hey, look. 5 stars. They made a movie. It's
good
hard. It's good on them. It's hard
I
to make a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, it's a comedy, and that's often hard to do.
Sure.
Because, you know,
you can tell.
You could subjective.
Yeah.
Comedy is subjective. What I find very funny, maybe you don't find very funny. It's just these are the wonderful things about, I guess, art in general.
Of course.
Is that, someone might look at, say, the Mona Lisa and just think, wow, that's captivating and beautiful.
Who cares,
beautiful,
dude?
Painting.
Oh, yeah.
Or they can be like, who cares?
I don't make care. A bigger painting.
She's not even, she's not even smiling or whatever.
Yeah, plain Jane, bitch.
Yeah.
Kicked out of the Louvre.
I know.
Stop
I know.
Yelling at the painting, sir. No!
I'm a
they
fan
you,
of, say, like, very minimalist artwork and also abstract kind of stuff. That's kind of what I dig.
Yeah, everybody's tastes are different.
And, you know, the painting, which is, like, you know, nothing but, like, just white. I find that beautiful. I find that very captivating. I think it's an incredible piece of artwork.
I really like early Dutch landscapes painted in Australia.
Exactly.
Of Australian landscapes.
So, you know, I love
jacking off my dick.
See?
Nice.
We all have different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
And so if you really love Deadpool,
we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, and we'll see you in Melbourne in the UK.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been
Joel. We love Deadpool. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Deadpool's the best. See you next week when we talk about the San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah. Another episode you might want to skip. I know. Okay, so.
Anyway, okay,
this is what these are the things I want to get out of the way first. Okay.
Okay, I think that, so you want to get something out of the way. Here's what the movie made. So my first reaction is, walking out of the cinema, it felt like after I watched the footage of JFK being shot for the first time and watching a man die on a screen and being like, oh, this sits funny with me. I feel weird. I probably shouldn't have watched that.
Yes.
That was my first reaction to Deadpool v. Wolverine.
Well, what I wanted to say is, okay, every opinion I ever give on this show is my real opinion.
Yeah.
Okay? I will never give a contrarian opinion where everybody loves the movie, so I'm like, oh, it's bad. Mm. Or everybody hates the movie and I want to get on the bandwagon and say, oh, it's bad. If I dislike a movie, I dislike a movie. The second thing I want to say is I've seen a lot of people online saying, if you dislike the movie, oh, you don't know how to have fun. You forgot how to have fun. Motherfucker, I love having fun. I have fun all the fucking time, okay? I love having fun. I'm a fun-loving guy. This movie was
not
one of the
fun.
Worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It was boring.
It was so boring, dude.
I involuntarily sighed so often.
It was... I think I had the first sigh when the opening credits started, and it was Deadpool singing the Avengers theme song.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I was the first of the three of us to be like,
yeah. I think that left me with a,
Yeah, man.
It was,
actually, this is the third thing I wanted to say, and this is true for all three of us. We went into this movie intending to meet it on its own terms.
Yeah.
I remember traveling to the cinema, and I was like, okay, hey. This movie is going to be, it's Marvel's chance at a cameo fuckfest.
Yeah.
And I'm not immune to propaganda.
Yeah.
When fucking Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield popped out of the holes in No Way Home, it would be a lie to say that wasn't a little bit exciting.
Yeah.
Okay? So I was like, and Deadpool is going to be a comedy. So it's, I'm sure there'll be jokes that I laugh at. Sure, it's, I know what it is. It's not going to be a heart-wrenching, you know, gut-punch drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be like a super exciting, high-stakes action movie. So I'm accepting that going in.
Yeah.
I'm ready to enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
And brother,
they fucked it up.
That's true for all three of us. We had this discussion afterward. We were like, I wanted to like this movie
again. Yeah. Like, I came into it being like, look, the first one, I enjoyed the first Deadpool.
Yeah,
I think it had some of its flaws. That I was like, it will be kind of like righted by having a straight man, as in someone that, you know, you got the wacky Deadpool. You have, need someone to bounce off.
Yeah,
and they fixed that, in my opinion, with Cable in the second one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really liked the second one. I know for some reason, there's people who are like, I did not care. They're now coming out of the fucking woodwork being like, I did not care for the second one. The second one wasn't good. I don't know. It was a bit boring. People were really like,
really?
Disliking. I was like, but they love this one.
Yeah.
They love the third. And I'm like, the second one to me at least had the emotional core.
Yes.
The second one to me at least had an interesting conflict.
Yeah.
The second one for me had like, you know, you balance that annoyance and like, look, I want to apologize to my good friend Joel Dusha. Mm-hmm. I get it now. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because like, yeah, Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool did not grate me as much as he did prior to this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so in the second one, I was like, look, I quite enjoyed it. This one. And I came in being like, look, it's going to, a little fanboy of me. I grew up with X-Men. I loved X-Men.
Yeah, I'm Johnny X-Man.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, cool. Wolverine's not my favorite character, but I get the appeal.
Sure.
And the fact that they're doing more comic accurate like designs. I'm like, hey, that's neat. And then it's like at the very end, we get fucking Green Day. I hope you're the time of your life to footage of all the Fox comic book properties, like it's a big love letter send off, and I'm like, and everyone's been like, yeah, man, you know, you see the discourse, which everyone looking back at these things with these fucking
rose-tinted glasses,
like they're all fucking Scott Summers being like, what an incredible film franchise. Oh yeah, they had some misses, but it really hits. And I'm like, don't piss on my back and tell me it's fucking raining.
Yeah.
Just admit that you like getting pissed on. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just don't tell me that, it's actually cloudy out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy trash. You can enjoy slop.
Yeah.
But don't pretend that it's a fucking gourmet meal.
So those end credits, it's one, a reference to the Seinfeld finale, which uses the same song and does the same thing.
Yeah. Crazy decision. But sure.
And two, just a reminder that any of the people that popped up in that end credit scene that weren't in this movie probably refused to come back because they worked with an alleged pedophile.
Yeah.
Not that they, they didn't know that necessarily. I'm not saying that they were Disney wouldn't want me back.
Yeah.
No, they probably just don't like
they don't want to work with a pedophile.
The association. It's crazy when you look back at those films. They're like, it's weird that a lot of the casting choices were like, what if we got like a young, cute twink?
Yeah, okay, what was wrong with Deadpool? First of all,
did you say Dudpool?
Yeah, dude, I'm coining it now. What was wrong with Dudpool? First of all, nothing mattered.
Yeah, no, wow.
Hey, can I say, and I've seen a lot of people talking about the combat and the fight scenes and being like, at least they were good.
Yes.
The most sourceless combat I've ever watched in my fucking life.
I found a bit of bread. Two bits of bread, actually.
Yeah,
a weird sandwich. One, some of the choreography in those fights, was pretty decent. Not all the most of the fights, no. Some of the choreography was pretty good.
Sure.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
And the other one, I did kind of like, I mean, it wasn't executed great, but I like the concept when Deadpool was asking about like, is Magneto here? We can just get the helmet, whatever. And like, he's dead. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I like the concept of that.
Sure. Yeah.
And I thought that was a good gag to be like, I think maybe a better version of that could have been when he's talking about it, they do like a quick little, as like, you know, in a heist film, you know,
when they start talking about
something that's happening, it's like they start doing that.
Yeah.
And like, then you get the little cameo fuck fest of like Fassbender and, you know, Ian McKellen, and you're like, oh yeah, they're, and then they die, and then you're like, he's like, fuck.
Yeah. You're like,
I thought that may have been like, maybe in a less egregious cameo fuck.
Yeah.
But they didn't anyway.
Yeah. And also,
because who knows what the actors want to
that, but also like that scene would have required stakes leading up to it.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
but I think
so. Like, there is. So, like, people are going to come at us and say, "Well, yeah, there is stakes. It's 72 hours until Deadpool's universe, which is Earth 1-0."
Yeah, we haven't done that. That's the thing we often do in a BR is lay out the plot.
Deadpool is having a so at the end of Deadpool 2, he goes back, travels around time, and now we find out different universes, which makes sense because he kills
because himself at doing Green Lantern, and he goes to Kevin Feige, not Kevin Feige. He goes to
Earth 616 on his way home.
Yeah, and he's chatting to Happy, and he says, "Hey, can
that's
I be?"
How that makes sense.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
All
so
right,
I didn't get that, and I'm pretty sure that he references that Vanessa, his partner, wants something better for him, which is not, which doesn't actually make sense because that is the conflict that we get in the future. But at the point where this happens in Deadpool 2, no, she's fucking stoked with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, I also rewatched the other movies, so I know what I'm talking about.
And Deadpool says, can I be in the MCU? And Happy Hogan says, like, hey, man, to be a hero, you've got to care about something other than yourself, which is something that I thought Deadpool did, but apparently he doesn't.
The plot of Deadpool 2 is that he... Mm-hmm. He lets other people sacrifice for him, but then he learns to make a sacrifice himself.
Okay.
So then they
he's already done that.
So then he goes back and he's like, hey, I'm not going to be a superhero because they don't want him in the Avengers or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he goes back and he becomes a guy working at a car dealership. Mm-hmm. And then on his birthday, the TVA turn up and they say, hey, you're really special. We're not going to say why. So we've saved you from your universe because your universe is dying because its anchor character is dead, which is Logan from the movie Logan.
Yeah, yeah. Which means that those movies took place in the same universe.
Yeah. No, because that happened. Oh, yeah, they think in the same universe, but in the future.
Yeah.
Because getting destroyed from.
Yeah, it's getting destroyed from a point in the future coming back.
From the future coming backwards.
Yeah.
Oh.
You look at little time. Yeah. It's subtle. It's there. So hey, then, you know, that's not a. That's how you can't.
Can't get them there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
CinemaSins, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to get into it, in Deadpool 2, there's a cameo of the young X-Men team. So what fucking year is it if it's set in the same universe?
Then, anyway, then...
Because
then,
so that means Logan so has to take place in the same universe as... Of the first class team.
CinemaSin then. If it was in the future, then, and then when he's like TVA, you're like, hey, your universe is going to get, because the anchor point, Logan dies. Then when he pops back out, in theory, Logan also, is alive at that point.
Yeah. He also goes to his grave.
Future, yeah.
But then he goes to his grave. So it would have.
Does he go to the future? Anyway, no. The movie CinemaSin isn't concerned with it. So then Deadpool goes and he tries to find a Wolverine from another universe so that he can fix his universe. And he finds a bunch of...
Even though the TVA is like, that's not how it's going to work.
There's a bunch of cameos of other Deadpools from comics or whatever.
I like that bit. I like that he's like, you know, we don't have a Deadpool. He's like, I got it. And then he fucks off and tries to get it. And he's like, at no point did they say this. It was just like, I made an educated wish.
Just something he thought.
No, that's a reference to a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but he sort of also does make He loves his educated wishes.
Yeah.
And like, I don't hate.
Sure.
That is.
So then Deadpool comes back to the TVA. He says, hey, I've got this Wolverine. And they say, that Wolverine sucks. And also, you fucked it. And so they zap them and they go to the void from Loki. The void, they meet Captain America, but fuck ass. It's not Captain America. It's the Human Torch.
Mm.
Then they go to Cassandra Nova, who is Professor X's sister who tried to eat him in the womb or whatever.
They fought in the womb and Xavier strangled her with the umbilical cord.
Exactly. Then they have a fight.
You can see the panel. It's great.
Yeah, it is a good panel. They have a fight with Cassandra. They escape. they end up wandering around, kind of doing nothing for a while, and then they find a group of survivors, which is made up of characters from other Fox Universe movies. So we have Blade, we have Elektra, and then we have
X-23. And we find out that Johnny Storm was also part of that group.
Yes, and Channing Tatum's Gambit who well. Was never in a movie, but that he was like a casting rumor. So
he was, you know, it wasn't cast. He was cast. It was that lovely like photo, which is very similar to
the outfit he's wearing.
The Dark Universe.
Oh,
very similar to that.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And he's the only one wearing, he's got the t-shirt with Gambit on it. Makes it even sadder.
Yeah.
Anyway, then they're like, what are we going to do? And Deadpool's like, we've got to fight Cassandra Nova so that she can use her psychic powers. Mm-hmm. Well, they actually don't even say. They're just like, so she can get us out of the void.
She said when they first meet her, she's like, yeah, I can send you home, but I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then they're like, we got to get out of the void so we can get back to my timeline so I can put in a Wolverine, even though I know that's not what. They told me that isn't going to work, but that's the plan.
And then they'll reward Wolverine by being like, you did good. You can go and fix your universe because he is quite known as the worst Wolverine.
And the reason he's the worst Wolverine is so because stupid. He used to kill.
Yeah.
So he killed a lot. And it wasn't just bad guys. It was just like any conflict he'd kill.
Yeah.
And Charles always believed in him. And he was still part of the X-Men, but he would just be killing people. And then one night, he went to the pub and got really, really, really drunk. And while he was doing that, the humans came into the X-Mansion and was like, because mutants are just dangerous in this, because you've got Wolverine who's just going berserk all the time
fully
and killing
ballistic,
everyone.
Yeah.
We're killing you.
Yeah.
I thought it was they just like you humans just hating mutants.
No, he says because he
then he's like, oh yeah,
he was killing indiscriminately.
I thought he did that after they.
Yeah,
got
I
killed.
Think he did that after too.
Because he was like, whatever. I thought it was silly. I went and got wasted.
Yeah,
I came back. They were all dead. And so then he took revenge.
No.
And so he went in a little berserker rage, killed a bunch of humans, and they were like, well, yeah, guilty ones. Like, not so guilty.
That's even stupider.
And then I'm like, it's just extremely stupid. That's the worst Wolverine.
The worst Wolverine is one that was drunk at the wrong time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right? And who doesn't actually resolve that at any point in the movie. It's not like he's like, I gotta stop drinking. He actually drinks throughout the whole movie
because
it makes him look cool and badass.
Yeah.
There's no point where he's like, I gotta throw away the demon drink so I can be good. All he needs is X-23 to be like, hey, my Wolverine was a good guy. You probably are too. And he was like, fuck, man. I gotta get in the trunk of the car.
Well, that Wolverine, the Wolverine in Logan kills... Oh, wait, no. Mm. Never mind. Charles kills the X-Men in that universe.
Well, it's if you look at like Old Man Logan, and again, if you're looking at these things of like, oh, yeah, every
who is also
is
one
real.
Of the cameos, right?
Yeah. Right? In terms of the multiverse.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like the Old Man Logan from the comics, like he was tricked by Mysterio to kill all the X-Men. Surely that's the worst Wolverine.
Yeah, but that's actually probably too far for them because that's hard to redeem in the show.
I don't know, to me.
But if you just make
to redeem because he was tricked.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff.
It's got like survivor's guilt. It's whatever.
It's just like,
I killed a bug, I went on a murderous rampage. I'm like, surely there is a lot worse Wolverines out there.
You would think
right?
so.
Right?
The Wolverine that was one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
That one probably did some damage. Why was the one.
That's the original Wolverine. I think that's 616 Wolverine. But yeah. Yeah, like a 616 Wolverine or whatever, like an alternate reality who was like, he was a horseman of apocalypse. Like he was, he was the death and then he got better.
Nice.
But what if one who did it? What if he was just like, no, I'm enjoying being the
but
horseman.
But the movie didn't have a rider, let's not forget.
Crazy.
Well,
and
no,
it didn't.
It did. Look at the listed riders, Ryan Reynolds and Sean Levy.
It had a lot of scabs, I guess. Yeah.
If this movie bombed, there would be, so basically, I don't know if people remember this.
Yeah.
They filmed during the writer's strike and people were like, oh, that's fine because they will just CGI, it'll just be action scenes and shit. And Deadpool's wearing a mask, so they'll just ADR later the dialogue over it. But I mean, you still need a script and like changes in direct, like, anyway. So there was like questions being raised there. But then people were like, oh, Ryan Reynolds will just improvise. But it's like, but then people were like, if Ryan Reynolds improvises and he's a credited writer, then that counts as writing.
Yeah.
He couldn't improvise on set. That's funny.
So he,
Scab.
So they had to just stick to the script that they had.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is a credited writer in this, and so is Sean Levy.
Yeah.
Sean Levy would have had to direct, but if he wasn't doing any of the writing on set. Anyway, it's very dicey, and I think that if this had been a bomb, people would have been like,
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Not only have you fucked this movie, you're also pieces of shit who didn't stand with the industry.
Yeah.
But I'm just here to remind you that they are still probably pieces of shit who didn't stand with the industry. Yeah.
Anyway,
but
so
they're going to get rewarded with $1 billion movie. Yeah. So well done, everyone.
So Deadpool and the rest of
that guy on TikTok that thinks he's Chris Farley's son or whatever that tried to scab and then got cancelled.
Yeah.
Justice for him, even though he's definitely a piece of shit guy as well. He wrote Tommy Boy too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's where awesome. He plays Chris Farley's son.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. He keeps going viral. So yeah. But then he tried to scab and posted about it. And everyone was like, I hope you die.
Well, like,
but he also has very, very fucked opinions. So I'm glad he's not successful.
Yeah.
I was like, he is, you know, in a very lukewarm defense.
Yeah.
He's like, well, he's young. He still doesn't understand maybe how a lot of it all works. But yeah.
No,
yeah.
God told him to do it also.
Oh, awesome. So anyway, Deadpool, Wolverine, and the rest of the fucking guys, they go to fight Cassandra Nova. They have a fight scene. Cassandra Nova nearly tricks Wolverine, but they got a fucking Magneto Juggernaut's helmet. They don't kill her. Wolverine's like, hey, Cassandra Nova, Mr. Professor X would have been proud of you. Mm-hmm. She's like, damn, I guess. She gives them sling rings from Doctor Strange.
Or Wong. I think she references that she killed Wong.
They jump into...
A magician. It's just a traveling magician.
Let's assume Ned for our own joy.
Yeah. They Ned, jump in... who's the wizard now?
Yes, yes. They jump into Deadpool's regular timeline, but oh, fuck my ass. Cassandra Nova has followed them there. And not only that, now she has the bomb that was going to blow up their timeline.
Well, there's a little bit more to that because it was more about Paradox, who was the TVA agent.
Yeah.
He's gone off script because, again, TVA don't prune universe anymore, but he just really wants to.
He wants to prune the universe.
And so then, he really, and also he just wants, like, you know, them to stay there. Mm. And, like, he had a deal with Cassandra,
Pyro.
Pyro, whatever, Cassandra to stay there. And then she finds out the betrayal, which then causes her to be like, well, I'm going into the real.
Mm-hmm.
And then she becomes the big bad.
She comes in the real. She touched the bomb. There's a scene where Deadpool fights a bunch of Deadpools. Who cares? Then she goes to touch the bomb, and they say, how are we going to stop her blowing up all of time? And
we need to cross the beams of for this machine.
And matter.
So Deadpool goes down there with Wolverine to touch the special wires. Yeah. And Wolverine says, I got to do it, bub. I got to sacrifice myself to make up for my past mistakes. And Deadpool says, okay. And then Wolverine goes in there, and then Deadpool pulls him out. Deadpool goes in there, but Deadpool can't reach quite across.
Yeah.
So Wolverine comes in, and they hold hands, and they both touch the wires. But it's actually, and everybody says, oh, you're going to die if you do this. This is a sacrifice. But they don't die. They come out normal style.
Mm.
Then the lady who had a very serious and, like, well-acted role in Loki is there, and she comes in, and she's like, I guess you saved the day.
Yeah.
And also, I have the hots for your dumb friend.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're a comic book reader and a fan of Excalibur and that's Peter Wisdom. It's
what's his mutant power?
He's got hot knives like that are plasma from his hands. Basically like a Marvel's Constantine sort of, if it was more like a British secret agent.
Well, that's awesome. Well, they're not going down that route.
Yeah,
there's a great cover art where he's smoking a ciggy and he's using his plasma things to light it. But he's not a mutant. His name's Peter Wisdom for no reason.
Because in Deadpool 2, they're like, what are your powers? And he says, I don't want powers. I don't have any powers. It just looked like fun.
Yeah.
Then at the end, Deadpool and X-23 and Wolverine all live in Deadpool's apartment, and then in the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There's a loth or whatever that thing is. That was like, the big problem of the void.
Oh yeah, the monster.
We've got to sacrifice some people to the void. That's why we can live here. I'm Cassandra, queen of the void.
Yeah.
It looks like when they jump through the portal, like they're pulling Goofy, the people that were there, Gambit, Blade, Elektra, X-23, is like, well, they seem to die, which I thought was really funny. They're like, these people didn't get a finale, didn't get a send-off. And so I thought we're going to get like this kind of
scene.
They
get eaten by a big smoke monster.
Yeah. Which we do not see. I thought like there was a moment where like, you know, they're fighting, which was like, okay, if the CGI didn't look like dog shit, when Gambit blew people up, I'm like, neat. But unfortunately, the CGI looked
pretty
like
bad.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to go to the route of like a heroic sacrifice because they start getting like hit.
Same.
But then they're fine.
Well, this is the problem with all of the fight scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
Is that no matter what, there's no stakes. So the first fight scene, which is Deadpool versus the TVA. I know Deadpool can't die. And I know the TVA has an inexhaustible supply of guys. So I'm actually not concerned for either member. I'm just waiting for the fight to be over.
It lasted so long.
It lasts forever. Deadpool versus Wolverine.
The entire length of the song Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Every time Deadpool and Wolverine fight, it's exactly the same thing. There are no stakes for me here because I know neither can die. So all they're doing is taking out their anger on each other. And for me, senseless violence. Like, yeah, the combat was gory, but if there's no stakes, I don't care. I keep comparing it in my head to in Black Widow, when Black Widow slams her nose on the table to break it. That is one moment of intense violence, but because she is just a person and because it is in a high-stakes scene, it fucking rocks. Every fight scene in this meant absolutely nothing.
People really didn't like that scene in Black Widow. They're like, oh, that's too gratuitous.
It's like the best scene in the movie. Then, the fight with the fucking Fox rejects, okay?
Yeah.
They have this crazy thing where they're like, we need to take a final stand. But I've actually never seen them fail, and I know that this is their final stand, so either they're going to sacrifice themselves or succeed. So there are no stakes here either. And like I know Wolverine and Deadpool need to get to the end of the movie, so there's no stakes for them as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who cares for any of this?
But it's a comedy. Does a comedy need stakes?
Yeah, but it's not a comedy. Because everybody keeps saying this as well. They say, oh, yeah, there's no emotional beats, or there's obviously, because it's a comedy. But it's actually not just a fucking, this isn't Dumb and Dumber. No, cunts.
But then even like,
and Dumb and Dumber has stakes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, even like, I don't know, 21, 22 Jump Street.
Well, those movies are good.
There's stakes there. There's a through line. There's cameos.
If Deadpool 3 was just like a riff-a-thon, if they were just like, this is going to be like fucking joke after joke after joke, we're going to tightly pack every scene with comedy, and we're not going to worry even necessarily about cool action, and we're not going to worry necessarily about emotional stakes or giving you cool superhero shit, it's just going to be funny. That would have been fine.
That would have been great.
It's actually not that movie.
No.
I think...
And also, they do try and have emotional stakes. So I guess also to say, like, well, it doesn't matter. It's like, it does, because they tried to do something and they fucked it up.
Yeah.
A lot of this movie is them trying to do things and just fucking it up.
Yeah.
It's easily the worst of the three Deadpool films. Mm-hmm. I don't like the first two really at all, but I at least get what they're doing, and that's like me saying, like, I don't think, like, they're not for me.
Yeah. But you understand that for some people, that, but this movie, I'm like, and I'm so shocked to see how many people love this.
Yeah. Well, Deadpool 1, I remember less, but 2 still has the same problems, where it sets up emotional stakes, and then very quickly it's like, actually, they don't matter.
Yeah.
So, as a quick reminder, Vanessa gets killed. Mm-hmm. They fridge her straight away.
Yeah.
And start at 2. After she recently just got kidnapped at the end of 1. Anyway. Yeah. And then Deadpool just spends like the next 15 minutes trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
But he can't die. Which also, they fuck up in this because he gets scared about Wolverine cutting his head off. But he literally blows himself into atoms and is fine in Deadpool 2. Anyway, he is like, I just want to die.
Yeah.
Gets sent to prison. Well, gets excited to join the X-Men, then gets sent to prison where they put on a mutant collar. So then he is dying.
Yeah.
And then he meets the kid. And then he's like, oh, I got to protect this kid. But he doesn't have that realization until he almost dies.
Yeah.
And then the collar breaks and he's fine again. And then they just kind of, at that point, then Cable comes, tries to kill the kid. And then they just kind of abandon any, like, him worrying about, like, him mourning Vanessa, him really doing, and then...
I don't really remember the, because you've seen it more than I, like recently more than I have. And it's like, to me, it was remembering it, it was kind of like, okay, cool. There was
also,
that thing
Cable
of like,
is really quippy. Like, people, I know that you Cable, keep bringing, but you keep bringing up as like him being like the straight man.
Well, he's more so than Deadpool. Like,
but then
he's a bit serious in comparison. But again, I haven't seen
And like,
seen
they build up the hype to Juggernaut, and Juggernaut's in it for like 5 minutes and then gets.
Perfect amount of Juggernaut. You honestly don't need more of that.
But then they kill him. Like, he has one fight scene where nothing really happens, and then he gets an electric cable put in his asshole.
Classic Deadpool.
I thought that was funny with every single fight scene. There would be, like, multiple shots of somebody getting stabbed in the bum or balls.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, but it's like, one shot is, like, maybe funny, because you're like, well, this fight's gone there. But if it happens multiple times in the same fight, I'm just like, okay, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. And I get the whole, like, undercut the emotional state, like, Vanessa dying at the start of 2, but then we use the time machine to kind of bring her back and all other things. Which is, like, to me, that's fine because it's a comedy, right?
It's
undercutting a little bit to be like, ah, whatever, we'll do that. Whereas this, I don't know, it just felt like Deadpool works best when he's living in a... I guess more of a serious world.
Yeah.
Like when you have, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Works really well because you got Bob Hopkins, who clearly hates tunes and is a very serious man.
He killed his brother.
Mm. He killed his brother.
Got the piano on him.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible thing. He's a very serious person. Mm. Great film.
Yeah.
Very serious person.
I know. And I'm gone. I
know.
Bye.
I know. So I want to use it very quickly on a brief divergent. Yeah. I want this to be brief. It's like he's a very serious person. And like, yes, he's in basically the Looney Tunes and it works well.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel when these kind of, you know, these wacky, zany characters work really well when they are in a very serious world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are looking at things and they're kind of laughing at it. Though they're looking at things and they're like, you know.
I'm not taking it seriously.
I'm not taking it seriously. If you ever read any like the Age of Apocalypse, the comic books there, I think there's a one. Yeah, there it is. Morph. He's this like, boom, there it is.
Big, whoa, heavy.
Son of a bastard.
Yeah.
Proof that we read fucking comic books. Leave us alone.
It's very 90s-esque. It's wonderfully 90s, but it's an alternate reality. But there's like the character of Morph, who is like the changeling, but like he's like this, again, he's a Looney Tunes character.
Yeah,
he's very
sure.
slapstick. He's like does the whole like, you know, he'll turn into like the big lips and like, mwah, like very Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
and
sure.
it kind of works because he's a goofball in a very serious world. And that's where I think Deadpool is really good, where he's very silly in a very serious world. But when your world is silly and has no stakes, who cares?
Yeah.
You know a movie I keep thinking about and comparing this?
What do people like about this? Because that's one thing I haven't seen except for like, my God, it's so rewarding to be a comic book movie fan. But like, you're not saying...
So,
what did you like about it?
So there's that
the cameos?
Moment, I don't know.
That's awesome.
So there's
it's
that
awesome
moment,
to see a guy, you know. When I'm walking down the street and I see a guy I know, I'm having a good day.
He's the best, dude.
Yeah. Unless it's a guy I know but don't like, then it's a worse day.
Yeah, you know if you have a dog or if you know about dogs.
Yeah.
And you know when like you say someone walks a dog and the dog is walking, but then it just sees another dog.
Yeah.
And it can go like, you know, either
you get
like
to sniff the arsehole.
They get they get to,
that is sick.
One or two ways. But either way, there's definitely something happening there. It's like, you know, a dog sees a human, they're like, it's just a guy.
It's just a guy.
Whatever. When a dog sees a dog, they're either like, who the fuck is that? What the fuck's going on? Or they're like, who the fuck is that? What the fuck's going on? What do I do? And so I think that's what's happening.
I think there's a really strange thing going on as well that I was thinking about actually on the way here this morning, where having Blade and Elektra and Gambit and X-23 appear in this movie does this strange thing, I think, for a certain subset of viewers where it like canonizes them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important to a group of people to be like, Blade is real now. Previously, Blade wasn't real because he was in movies from like the early 2000s that I don't ever see or want to think about.
Mm.
But now that he's in the MCU,
that means those Blade movies, they're canon.
They're
baby.
Real.
They're good.
Canon.
They're
and
good
that
too.
Categorization is important for people. A movie I keep comparing this movie to, and this is crazy,
mm-hmm.
is Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is because, like you were saying, it's got Johnny Depp playing, and obviously there's a lot of scumbags in that movie, but ignoring that. You've got Captain Jack Sparrow, who is a silly guy in a serious world.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the final fight scene is between two immortal guys.
Mm.
They've both got a piece of cursed gold.
Gold! There's gold in them hills!
The prospect of spirit that is contained within me, just trying to get out.
Yeah, he's always floating around.
I was cursed by a prospect years
that's
ago.
That's fair enough, that's fair enough.
But they're both, they can't die. And that final fight is very entertaining because it kind of doesn't matter that they can't die because there are like four different, every character in that final fight has a completely different but like congruous motivation.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow is like, oh, I kind of need some redemption right now.
Yeah.
Captain Barbossa is like, I want to die, dude.
So
let me die.
So
but I have to kill these guys before I die, so I want to be immortal for it. Will Turner is like, I need to save Elizabeth Swann. And Elizabeth Swann is like, oh my God, I'm finally not living in a fucking manor anymore. I'm out there having an adventure. You get four different, completely different motivations that come together in a really entertaining way. The finale of this, you have one motivation. The final fight against Cassandra whatever, Nova, you have one motivation. Mm. I don't want to be here anymore. And man,
oh, yeah, right.
Is that boring? Wow. That's so boring.
The biggest conflict is, so you can either join the 616 universe and Avengers, or you...
Your ex-wife's going to die again for the second time in this
Your
series.
Whole universe is just going to, like, be gone. That's the stake. That's the emotional.
I think
like,
what really
core.
Gets to me about this and other Marvel movies as well, again, comparing it to Curse of the Black Pearl, is okay. Curse of the Black Pearl doesn't give you an out.
Yeah.
It says, hey, motherfucker, this is a pirate movie.
Yeah.
And you're going to see swashbuckling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at no point are we going to see it be like, you don't have to care about the swashbuckling. Don't worry, the swashbuckling's silly, isn't it? But every fucking Marvel movie has a moment where they're like, you don't have to get too invested, dude.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
And this is all this movie
it's,
was.
The whole film was just like, it was crazily under a giant lampshade.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it was,
like,
it was just like,
man.
Hey, you know, we're the guys that suck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
These
a
guys
big,
suck, eh?
They constantly.
Yeah. Don't like, we just suck?
They legitimately have a character say, I don't think the movies have gotten worse since Endgame.
Yeah.
I think they've gotten better.
Now, you do know that that has to all get approved.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
By Disney.
Deadpool's
right?
not a real
like,
guy.
It's just, it's like, it's this kind of stuff where it's just.
Deadpool
it's
just, will say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, you'd have to speak to Kevin Feige after that shot.
Yeah. Whoa.
And then. That would be so fucking crazy.
It's just so, it's so calculated.
It's a very cynical movie and it's very soulless.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, it respects my time more movies.
Yeah.
Also, people come for this movie a lot and say, like, I remember, not this Deadpool movie, as in like a movie I'm about to talk about. And when it came out, people were like, this sucks so bad. It became the butt of jokes and people that liked this movie were fucking idiots. But Deadpool has exactly the same sense of humor as the Scary Movie sequels.
Yeah.
It's just superhero movie.
It is.
Or epic movie. It does a thing. It's like, oh, what? There is a scene pretty early on where it's like, what if Captain America was actually like Johnny Storm?
Yeah.
Which that's comic booky. But then it's like, and then he hit his nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, I guess.
What if Deadpool stabbed a guy in the nuts and then his sword got stuck in his nuts and then he tried to get out but he stabbed another guy in the nuts? Mm. That's just fucking Scary Movie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and you cunts hated Scary Movie when it came out.
Yeah,
Scary Movie's good. The rest, they're fine. Three's surprisingly good again.
Yeah.
The rest are all bad.
Yeah, yeah. Date movies are awful.
Yeah.
So, in terms of who found this funny, what are the people finding this funny?
I found it funny.
So we all did. It was hilarious.
Of course.
There's one scene. Yeah.
One scene you found funny.
You're like, wow.
But that
okay.
scene, as well, is a completely different sense of humor to the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
That's like something, because it becomes a really serious conversation until Deadpool wrecks it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
like something an older relative might do.
Yeah.
Where they mishear you. And then, which
say
is funny already, and then they say a slur, and you're like, oh my God, you can't say that.
Yeah.
That's where the humor in that comes from. It's like something, it could be like a smiling friends conversation.
Yeah.
It's like real for a brief period of time, and so you're shocked. And then Deadpool's like, I don't want to get canceled by Disney, and you're like, well, I don't care anymore. Yeah.
So, a couple things. If you remember when we saw it, there's that moment where Deadpool is maybe unconscious asleep, but I wasn't paying that much attention at this point. I was just too much in my own little mind palace being like, why I made
so
choices.
I'm bored, man.
But he wakes up. And he's like, Thor. And he says it like he was having maybe a sexy dream about Thor.
Yeah.
Or he was doing something like, you know, he's having a dream about Thor. I don't care what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guy in front of us, I don't know if you remember this, but he loved that joke.
Okay.
It's not really a joke.
No.
But he loved the joke and he repeated the joke. He repeated the punchline, which of course was Thor. But he was like,
oh,
that's
that guy's
awesome.
And I want
that
guy's the closest thing we have to a real life Buddha, I think.
I would love to kind of just sit that man down and be like, please, I don't want to be like you
I
know
can
cynical,
explain that
but
joke.
I want you to tell me why you love this film so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can explain
that joke. I know what happened.
Okay.
So it's not just Deadpool because this is actually that's actually part two of a joke.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh,
and then there's a part three that comes a little bit later.
Yeah.
Too. So part one is Deadpool looking at screens, which are famous scenes from the Avengers movies or the MCU, but Deadpool's in them.
Yeah.
And one of them is the scene of Thor crying over dead Loki, but instead of dead Loki, it's Deadpool.
Yeah.
And then he's like, why is Thor crying over me? And he hyper-focuses on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets knocked out at the end of that scene. Mm. And then because Thor's crying over his... But he wakes up and he goes, oh, Thor?
Yeah.
But no, not Thor. And then later on, he's like, why is Thor crying?
Yeah.
Are we friends?
So that one, that guy loved that moment. Online, I've definitely seen people... And
it's
this
just
is,
a
this
love
is,
letter to the comics.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where I'm like...
It's not. They fuck up heaps of comic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where I'm like, okay, yeah, this is... A, beloved... And it's going to make that Billy is just people like the constantly repeating the like till you're 90 bit, you know, and like, yeah, till you're 90, that thing about the minions where like he kind of undercut the whole Gambit thing, and then it was like, "Huh, Gambit's doing like the trial of Louisiana."
Who's your dialect, Coach Dominion?
Oh, apparently that line killed in a bunch of different cinemas. And
keep
I'm
the
like,
minions
wow,
out of your
dude.
Fucking mouth, Deadpool. How fucking dare you speak their name?
We have fucking
we love the minions. We love the minions, dude.
Guys, you got to check out YouTube. There's a lot of fucking shit in front of us.
A lot of good... Anyway, I've seen that one be like, oh, we love the Minions gag. And then another one I see often, though, in these, because, like, to depress myself, I guess, I go on these threads.
Oh,
and
I do
like,
the same, dude. I do the same.
Am I missing something? Am I fundamentally broken as a person? Mm. Is there something going on where I can't... Did I just miss something?
Yeah, have I become so jaded watching all these like, movies that I can't appreciate this film?
Yeah, I don't understand. Is it just genuinely? Is it me? Am I like the problem?
But then
here?
When I think about that, I'm like, man, we fucking loved Avatar 2.
Yeah,
for all the reasons this movie. Yep. I loved Avatar 2 because I saw cool shit happen.
Yeah,
Furious robots. Yeah, dude, fuck
and
yeah.
Also,
Furiosa,
Avatar,
man.
Yeah, and Furiosa.
Both of those they're both sprawling epics that have like a massive emotional core, actual special effects. They look good, they're well acted. And like the story might be simple, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you're seeing cool shit. It's good world building. It looks good.
Yeah.
Movies used to look good.
Remember when they used to look good? My God.
People might be like, but you guys, you're just like, maybe the comedy's not for you. Here's another fucking problem.
Jackass. We love a Jackass.
Favorite fucking movie series.
Yeah. And another thing I see often being brought up as well is that the end credit scene, the last moment with
the
I
Seinfeld
guess,
reference.
No. Before that, the end credit scenes of like
Chris Evans,
potty mouth about someone's cinnamon ring or whatever, and I'm like, is that funny? Because it's just Chris Evans being a potty mouth?
No, it's because... it's a double reference.
I mean, I get it.
It's actually a triple reference.
I get it that it was just like... It's funny because
he actually said the thing. But it's
actually extra funny that he said the thing because we originally thought it was Captain America. Yeah. And Captain America would be like, language. Yeah. And I know Chris Evans as Captain America. And Captain America's a real guy
That's the joke,
Yeah, and so it's like I don't... So to me, it's that kind of thing of like, I didn't realize that was a huge plot point is that people don't understand that actors
act.
Of course.
Are actors.
Of course, dude.
He should have been the guy from The Fucking Losers. Yeah. Then I would have been hooting and hollering. That's a reference.
Yeah, so I guess people are enjoying that. Another thing I just want to mention that I really fucking hated was Wolverine's mask. Holy shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it looked like arse.
Looked dog shit.
There's also a clip I've seen recently posted around, and it's after they do their fight scene against all the Deadpools, and they leap out of the bus, and there's like about like a second, maybe 5 seconds, where Wolverine looks AI generated.
Yeah,
he's hell like doing this. He looks like an NPC in a video game. Yeah. It's crazy. Hugh Jackman was not there.
Like again, I like the costume from the neck down, and I think they did a great job. And then the moment they put the CGI mask on, and because they did the same thing with Deadpool's eyes with the white eyes, and I'm like, it just doesn't work when you can see.
Yeah, the rest of your mouth,
and it's just it doesn't work.
And like
that
a movie doesn't have to.
Well, they should have gone for a duller white rather than the glowing white.
Yeah, it is. And then it's like it's so obviously CGI. Yeah. And I guess it is CGI because they didn't want to show that in the trailer.
Yeah,
you know.
And like a movie doesn't have to have amazing CGI or amazing special effects to be good, obviously. But I think when you get such bad special effects and CGI in this, on top of an already lazy script that just seems like it's designed to like jangle keys in your face, the whole thing just comes off as like this absolute like low effort, cynical. Hey, they'll fucking eat it up. The dogs. And it feels insulting to watch, kind of.
It just feels like
my time's worth more than
this. It
just
feels X-Men.
And my time's worth fucking nothing.
Right?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. It just feels like, it's X-Men, No Way Home.
Yeah.
And so if you love that, Spider-Man, No Way Home, you're probably going to love this film. And like with that film and like with this one, I'm like, hey, it's okay to ask for more from your entertainment.
Yeah,
it's okay to ask for more from your art. It is okay to kind of like, hey, yeah, maybe respect the audience more, but I guess the fact that it's going to make a billy, I guess
this is what the audience wants, baby.
So,
and if our opinion upsets you and you want to be like, yeah, well, these guys don't know jack shit, I'll just again point to Jackass and say, in the second Jackass, they jack off a horse and drink its cum. So that's the type of shit I like, so maybe you are better than me. Also, I just remembered, and because this is a compliment sandwich.
It's time for the last bit of bread.
I like the Daphne Keen. So we got an answer to why Daphne Keen as X-23 is in the trailer. Because it's like, oh, it's weird, because she's not a big enough part of the film for it to be obvious. So when I originally first saw the trailer, and if people don't know, they did two trailers, and then a week before the movie came out, they did a third emotional trailer. And I was like, oh, okay, so they're trying to be like, oh, no, don't worry, there will be stakes. There wasn't. So, and the, but then watching that trailer, I just assumed that she was going to be in the film for a lot longer than most of the cameos, but she's not. But the reason she's in the trailer is because she really wanted to go to the premiere.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
she was like, oh, man, I'm so excited for the premiere. And then Kevin Feige or Sean Levy, someone was like, well, people don't know you're in the movie yet. And she was just like, oh, and they're like, all right, fine.
We'll release a trailer with you. Yeah, that is good. That's nice.
Okay, look, see what I mean? Everyone seems like they're having fun. Yeah. They seem like they're friends.
Do you reckon it's more fun to make a Deadpool movie or a Jackass movie?
Deadpool, I don't have to drink horse cum.
No, only one person drinks horse cum.
Do I have to drink horse cum?
No.
Then Jackass. Yeah. Bro, in that I might get attached to a rocket and fired into a bull or something.
Both of those things basically happen in the same movie as So the horse cum thing.
I value my body.
Yeah, not me.
I don't want to break anything.
Yeah. What about when they're first day of filming, so everyone's just like not in the Jackass zone yet?
Yeah.
And this is the opening scene of Jackass 3. Johnny Knoxville and Wee Man, I think, have installed a big hand on the kitchen. So people are walking into the kitchen with like their coffee and stuff ready for the first day.
The hand just,
and then the hand just comes and they say high five, and then a big hand hits them. And that's funny. It's funny to watch a guy one of their friends to go get a big thing of soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're just like pissing their pants, being like, how did he fall for the soup drink? Go get a tray of soup. What's wrong with it?
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Jackass rocks.
Any final thoughts about Deadpool or some things that we maybe missed or didn't think
this
to talk
movie
about
gets better for me if they actually make good on their promise of because they sort of do this thing where the references they're making are to things of a serious tone, and if they actually follow through and make those serious toned things, I'm happy, because those movies will interest me. But if they then are like, fuck, Deadpool made the most money in a million years. Also, they're definitely going to lean into cameos again, because if this makes $1 billion, which is looking like it will, the last movie that got close, Spider-Man made two.
Bro, I saw the San Diego Comic-Con panel. I know what's coming. I know what's on the cards.
This is going to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange 2, which had the threat of a lot of cameos, got very close to $1 billion. And Spider-Man No Way Home made $2 billion.
Yeah.
Where the rest of the movies that haven't threatened cameo fuckfest haven't gotten close, which means that it's all cameos all the way down now. And hey, thank you, audience. That's your fault.
Yeah.
Or congratulations to you.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
You made a change in the world.
Yes, another thing is like things I just like in passing to kind of quickfire reference or mention. It's like the cameos where he's going down and getting a bunch of different Wolverines.
Yeah.
You know, it's just to me, I don't understand why we had a Cavill one, unless that was just to make fun of the DC.
No, it's because he was going to be cast. Yeah. He was a fan cast.
But he's not the most famous fan casting.
Didn't want to come back.
So,
or didn't want to come at all.
Yeah. Mm. So again, there's this kind of thing where I'm like, they sort of, it feels like it's half-assed in a weird way.
Well, you've also got to remember the Henry Cavill stuff in real life, because Henry Cavill's whole thing is like, I look like this, but I'm a nerd. Yeah. Also, I hate women.
Yeah.
He's just
sucks.
A gamer, man.
Yeah.
I build a laptop. I build a computer. I love Superman. Warhammer. Ooh, I love Warhammer. I hate women. I'm Superman. Annoy everyone for me, please.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's... To me, if they were like, okay, we want this to be a cameo fuckfest, let's make it a cameo fuckfest, and let's kind of go a little bit off kilter, right? And so they could have had, I mean, okay, cool, we're going to get, Doug Ray Scott. We'll try and convince him as a little brief thing to be like, hey, you originally cast. He's bitter about it. Who knows?
I think he is really bitter about it.
Actually. I would be too. But again, because that's the thing.
Did
he
get injured? Oh, no, it was in Mission Impossible. Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, that guy. Or then you're going to go like, oh, what about if we go off the wall and be like, well, we know, you know, he knows Mac. Like, get Danny DeVito in there. Why not? Yeah. Just like get a bunch
of Max in the movie.
I know.
Yeah, but you, he saying. Doesn't take off his helmet.
No. So I'm like, funny. You know, you have that. You could have had a few more different like seeds, little cameo, little fuckfest if you wanted to. And like even when he's talking about like where's who's Magneto here? He's like, oh, he's dead. And like there's just none of that. Like I don't know. It just felt very slapped together at the very last minute because of the people that they had that said yes, and I guess it was
cameos aren't really written into the movie's characters.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, they could have done a lot none better. Of them advanced. And I don't
that last
understand.
Group advanced the plot sort of, but it's just backup for Deadpool.
Yeah,
because he makes like a. And look, maybe they'll bring those guys back and they'll be like, hey, there's an X-Force movie.
Like
and it's made
I don't
up
know.
Of Deadpool, Displayed, Elektra, X-23, Wolverine.
Or we're doing an Exiles thing or some shit. I don't know. Well, they recently announced, I believe, it's a TVA comic.
Yeah.
And Gambit is in it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because
they're real now.
They're real now.
Here's my final thought, okay? Somebody on the Sandspans Radio Stuff and Nonsense Facebook group said that we have the same sense of humor as Deadpool. And first of all, fuck you. Second of all, this is what a Deadpool joke is like. Deadpool's about to stab someone, and then he pulls out a knife, and he says, hey, this is Mr. Knife. He's going to knife fuck you in your fucking ass until you're deader than Universal's dark fucking studio. And then he looks at the camera, and he says, Brendan Fraser was a... better the mummy. Yummy. And then a fight scene happens where he stabs butts and balls to like girls just want to have fun. That's a Deadpool
and then
joke.
He stabs someone and yells baby knife 3 times.
Exactly. Yeah. A Plumbing the Death Star joke or a base of speculation joke is like, what if a horse kicked you in the head and it made you Italian?
Mamma mia! What is going on? Why horse?
The horse kicking me in the head. Somebody get me spaghetti.
Oh no!
I need a meatball.
Oh,
so
no.
Bad.
My marinara sauce is coming out of my nose.
Deadpool would never.
Deadpool could never come up with.
Oh
a
yeah,
joke
like
that.
What if Keanu Reeves on the bus from Speed got tired, but then there was a gorilla on the bus that he knew, and then the gorilla had to drive the bus.
I wouldn't trust a gorilla to drive a bus.
And also,
dude.
Cameos aren't hard to organize. Let me again draw attention to the TV box set and movie box set of Jackass that is placed in front of me.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is in the Jackass TV series.
Yeah, dude.
You can just ask a guy and they do it. Brad Pitt is, and then the first stunt they filmed with him, they was driving around in fucking trolleys and gorilla suits, and then everyone at MTV was like, "You, why did you put Brad Pitt in a costume?" And they're like... I don't know.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then he's in it for real as well. Yeah. Anyway, nice. Brad Pitt's in Jackass. And in real life, is a Jackass?
Whoa.
Yeah.
But cameos, don't get too excited by them. They're in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's nice when that guy I vaguely know of is wearing the costume that I vaguely know of and he says the thing that he is known of. And that's nice. Yeah.
These motherfuckers still trying to ice skate uphill. That's an awesome line.
Yeah, it's good. I get it.
Should have had a blood
it.
Orgy reference there.
Yeah.
Blood rave, not orgy. No one's fucking.
Hang on. Let's talk about Joel Dush's blood orgy.
Well, that's the kind of fucking stuff they're doing where it seems like that they haven't really, they don't know what you love, audience. Yeah. They're just like vaguely remembering it, and you are seeing it on the big screen and being like, oh, that's close enough, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But when we get things wrong, it's never close enough, I'm happy. It's I'm going to kill these three boys.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that separates us and Deadpool. You forgive Deadpool.
Yeah. Well,
they gotta stop making these movies, dude.
Well, they're not gonna because this is their second wind.
Yeah,
this is it's a shot in the arm for the dying MCU,
and a shot in the ass for the BS boys.
Hey, at least I mean it's probably gonna be on our dime, which sort of makes it slightly bittersweet.
We're going to the
at least we're going to the fucking zoo,
at least we're
dude.
Go see a gorilla for real.
Oh man, I'm gonna try and smuggle in some spaghetti because I really, really a life goal of mine, a dream, I would say.
Yeah.
Is to just see a gorilla eat some spaghetti.
That's crazy, because would you believe a life goal of mine is to see a gorilla eat a bowl
I don't know
of spaghetti?
Have you two been reading my bucket list? Because number one is to see a gorilla eat a bowl of spaghetti.
Oh, this is a cliffhanger to end the episode on. Yeah. But in the movie Bucket List about Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they kill themselves at the end by jumping out of a plane without a parachute?
I think it's in the trailer that they jump out of a plane and they have a parachute. But again, I have not seen
the film. I've not seen it in a long time, so who
am I getting confused with
Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe an episode of House? I'll get to the bottom of this. But on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, a based reaction. And we, well, we've been the BS Boys, or as you know us in the Sandspence Radio Stuff and Nonsense group, the Deadpool Boys. We're just like Deadpool for real, for real. Life is like a fucking movie. I fucking love movies.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. Movies.
I'm going to read some comic books.
Gambit. Gambit.
I'm going to read the novelization Gambit. Of E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
God, we got so Gambit. Much stuff going on.
Gambit. Oh, that was bad.
Life's truly beautiful.
Gambit. Gambit.
The spaceship floated gently, anchored by a beam of lavender light on the earth below.
Gambit. How was that?